Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hello, I am calling to find out what I ordered from your company. I'm 80 years old, and I just can't remember what on earth I'm supposed to have ordered from you. Something that's called Best Results Trends Today. Can you help me?
Yes, ma'am. Please, let me start out by getting your zip code.
My zip code is 95823.
Thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
First name Helga, Helga. Last name Morgenstern, M as in Mary, Morganstern.
I thank you for that. And Miss Helga, could you please verify your address, please?
Yes, 102 Murata Avenue, M as in Mary, URATA, in Sacramento, California, 95823.
I thank you for that as well. And I was able to locate this account for you. And I do see that you happen to be enrolled in a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And by enrolling in that sweepstakes, it does inform you that you would be enrolling into a monthly subscription to what is called the Bites Hub, which happens to be a meal planning app. Okay? And these meal planning apps, they teach you how to reduce sugar and carb intake and also provide you with recipes on how to, prepare healthier meals. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you'd like.
Not only would I like it reduced, I would like to have it removed. Is it all possible? Because I tell you something. I tell you, please, let me
go
see.
Ahead.
I do business with what's it called? Home Depot. You know that that place,
mm-hmm.
Home Depot.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
They had a pop-up ad, and I fell for it. It said I have been enrolled in maybe a drawing for a Dyson, a little vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it just costs $5 for shipping. So I sent you my credit card. Big deal. I mean, so stupid I am. I didn't really need that Dyson, but I thought, well, if it's available, I'll try it because I needed a new vacuum cleaner, a small one. And I sent $5 for shipping, and now I suddenly get this $59.89. I didn't ask for any other stuff. I called back Home Depot here in Sacramento, and they said, we don't have anything to do with this. Anyone can use our name and say, hello, this is for you, you know, and I fell for that. I shouldn't have. I should have known better, but just because I'm old doesn't mean I'm smart. So how can I get out of this? Even if I have to give you my $5 for shipping for something that I'll never get, just let me loose, let me out. I don't need anybody telling me how to make recipes or how to cook. I know that. So
yes, ma'am.
I get out of this. Please.
Well, I've gone ahead and successfully canceled you. That was not a problem. That cancellation took effect immediately, okay? So you're completely canceled from this.
I'm sorry. I'm 81 years old, and my hearing is not
good.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Can you say that again?
Can you actually hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I went ahead and I canceled that account. That cancellation took effect immediately, which means you can't be billed anything further on that, okay? You are canceled out of that completely.
Okay, I got that. I'm canceled, but I have been charged for almost $60, and that I don't get back, right?
Yes, ma'am. What it is, I will do, I can submit that refund back to you. What they will deduct is that $5 entry fee, so they will refund $54.89 back to your account, which will post in three, yes, ma'am. It'll post back to your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Sounds okay.
All righty.
So I won't have to worry about this anymore. I got other worries.
No, ma'am. It's completely canceled. I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, one moment, please. I just
sure.
get the paper here. If it helps, I am ready to write. Go ahead.
All righty. That will be C as in Charlie, And that's 920-751-848.
I got it. I'm going to repeat it back to you.
Sure.
He is in Charlie, 920-751-848.
That is correct.
And did you say your name was Joyce?
Yes, ma'am. J-O-Y-C-E, Joyce.
That's wonderful. Thank you. If everything you said is going to happen, I'll be very happy.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for calling customer service, and I was more than happy to assist you.
Thank you very much. Let's mm-hmm. hope this is all legitimate.
Thank you. Ma'am.
Bye, Joyce.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.